Ever found yourself bewildered by your child's behavior, asking, why did they do that? Whether it's a toddler's tantrum, a school-aged child's aggression, or a teenager's withdrawal, these moments leave parents feeling helpless despite their best intentions. Lori Hallman's groundbreaking approach offers a lifeline through these parenting challenges. Drawing from 3 decades as a psychoanalyst, Hallman developed Parental Intelligence, a 5-step method that transforms confounding behaviors into opportunities for deeper connection. The book has garnered praise from parenting experts and celebrities alike, with Reese Witherspoon featuring it in her book club and calling it a game changer for modern parents. Its cultural impact extends beyond traditional parenting circles, as its principles align with contemporary emphasis on emotional intelligence and mindful relationships. Rather than offering quick fixes, Hallman invites parents into a revolutionary mindset. Your child's behavior, even when troubling, contains meaningful messages waiting to be decoded. The core premise of parental intelligence represents a paradigm shift. A child's behavior, whether cooperative or challenging, always has meaning, often multiple meanings. This approach requires developing a new mental framework, similar to learning a complex skill like dancing or mastering a new language. Initially uncomfortable, it demands holding both your own thoughts and your child's simultaneously while creating safety for authentic communication. Just as a dancer must learn to move fluidly while being aware of their partner, parents must navigate their own emotions while remaining attuned to their child's inner experience. Consider 2 scenarios. 3-year-old Clive throws his shoes across the room when told it's time to leave the playground. His actions might stem from feeling powerless, struggling with transitions, or testing boundaries. 16-year-old Olivia gets a lip piercing without permission, perhaps expressing independence, dealing with peer pressure, or attempting to establish identity. Traditional parenting might respond with immediate consequences, a timeout for Clive, or grounding for Olivia. But parents using parental intelligence recognize these behaviors as communication attempts, requiring careful decoding rather than punishment, much like interpreting a foreign language without a dictionary. This mindset involves several key shifts, looking for internal causes behind external behaviors, like understanding that aggression often masks fear or insecurity, creating emotional safety through consistent validation and presence, searching for multiple meanings in every interaction, distinguishing physical from psychological reality, recognizing that a child's perception shapes their behavior, and developing the capacity to observe your parenting process objectively. Parents learn to ask, "What might my child be trying to tell me?" rather than, "How do I stop this behavior?" Unlike rigid parenting formulas that prescribe specific responses to specific behaviors, this approach remains flexible and creative, always prioritizing insight before action. When parents understand the why behind behaviors, appropriate responses emerge naturally, strengthening the parent-child bond rather than damaging it. For example, a child's repeated interruptions during work calls might indicate anxiety about parent availability rather than defiance, requiring connection rather than correction. Why is this revolutionary? Because it fundamentally changes the goal of parenting from controlling behavior to understanding the child's inner world, a shift that transforms not just immediate interactions, but the entire parent-child relationship. This approach acknowledges that children's behaviors are rarely random or meaningless, but rather windows into their emotional experiences, developmental needs, and attempts to navigate their world. It moves parenting from a series of reactive responses to a thoughtful, empathetic practice that builds lasting emotional intelligence and resilience in both parent and child. Through this lens, everyday challenges become opportunities for deeper connection. A tantrum at bedtime might reveal anxiety about separation, while resistance to homework could signal struggles with self-confidence. By seeking meaning rather than compliance, parents create an environment where children feel seen, understood, and supported in their emotional growth. Most parents punish with good intentions to keep children safe, raise socially responsible individuals, and develop self-discipline. Yet punishment, whether controlled, timeouts, grounding, privilege removal, or uncontrolled, yelling, humiliation, harsh criticism, often fails to achieve these aims. When we punish without seeking meaning, children learn fear rather than understanding. They pay for mistakes superficially rather than developing genuine conscience. Research shows that children subjected to frequent punishment often become either overly compliant or rebellious, neither of which reflects true moral development. Why do we default to punishment? Often, we're unconsciously repeating patterns from our own childhoods, either mimicking what we experienced or overcompensating for past hurts. A parent who was strictly disciplined might automatically resort to harsh measures, while one who felt controlled might swing to permissiveness. We might interpret misbehavior as personally directed at us, punishing from our own emotional wounds rather than understanding our child's perspective. The rushed pace of modern life also contributes, leaving little time for reflection before reaction. Parents juggling work, household responsibilities, and childcare may find themselves responding reflexively rather than thoughtfully. Consider a common scenario. Your 8-year-old repeatedly interrupts your important work calls despite clear instructions not to. Traditional approaches might escalate punishments with each interruption, losing screen time, then toys, then playdates. A meaning-seeking approach would instead explore potential causes. Is your child seeking connection? Feeling insecure about your attention? Struggling with impulse control? Perhaps they're experiencing anxiety about your work-from-home arrangement? Each possibility suggests different responses that address the underlying need rather than just the behavior. For instance, scheduling special one-on-one time, creating a visual schedule of when you're available, or teaching self-regulation strategies. Effective discipline involves teaching, not punishing. Children typically know right from wrong. Something else is amiss when they misbehave. A toddler who hits usually lacks emotional regulation skills, not moral understanding. A teenager who lies might be struggling with peer pressure or fear of disappointment. Parents who jump to punishment miss crucial information, reacting with insufficient understanding and potentially damaging their relationship with their child. The alternative, seeking meaning, transforms discipline from a power struggle into an opportunity for growth and connection. This approach requires more time and patience initially, but builds stronger parent-child bonds and better long-term outcomes. Consider implementing a pause and reflect practice before responding to misbehavior. Ask yourself, what might my child be trying to communicate? What skills are they lacking? What environmental factors might be contributing? This thoughtful approach helps identify constructive solutions that support both behavioral improvement and emotional development. Holman's approach provides a systematic path through 5 interconnected steps that help parents decode their children's behaviors. Though presented sequentially, parents often move back and forth between steps as new insights emerge. This roadmap transforms what once seemed mysterious into understandable patterns with clear solutions. The first step, stepping back, involves pausing before reacting to challenging behavior. When your child misbehaves, your initial reaction is likely emotional, anger, embarrassment, or frustration. Stepping back means creating mental space to experience these feelings without immediate action. This pause allows you to suspend judgment temporarily, recognizing that behaviors have multiple potential causes and can be broken down into separate components for understanding. Imagine your 5-year-old has a meltdown in the grocery store. Rather than immediately scolding or removing them, stepping back might mean taking a deep breath and observing what preceded the outburst. Was it sensory overload, hunger, disappointment about a denied request? This momentary pause creates space for understanding rather than just reaction. When parents consistently step back before responding, children begin trusting their guidance rather than fearing their reactions. Self-reflecting, the second step, extends stepping back by examining what triggers your specific responses. This introspection helps discover how your past affects your present parenting. Perhaps your child's defiance triggers intense reactions because it reminds you of conflicts with your own parents. Or maybe their academic struggles activate your own childhood insecurities. These connections often emerge subtly while driving, showering, or talking with friends, prompting questions about your emotional patterns. This self-awareness reduces punitive reactions and builds compassion. A father who realizes his anger at his son's tears stems from being told boys don't cry in his own childhood can choose a different response. A mother, recognizing that her daughter's messy room triggers her own mother's critical voice, can separate past from present. This step isn't about parent blaming, but about freeing yourself from unconscious patterns that interfere with effective parenting. The third step, understanding your child's mind, involves recognizing that your child's mental states, thoughts, feelings, intentions are separate from your own. Parents often mistakenly attribute their own mental states to their children, like assuming a child who rushes through breakfast is being disrespectful when they're simply excited about school. Understanding requires careful observation of facial expressions, body language, and verbal cues without jumping to conclusions. This process develops empathy, the ability to step into your child's shoes without losing your own perspective. When parents hold their child's mind in mind, children feel understood and develop trust. They also learn to become interested in others' mental states, developing their own empathetic abilities. This mutual understanding creates a virtuous cycle where parent and child continuously deepen their connection through genuine curiosity about each other's inner experiences. Understanding your child's development, the fourth step, recognizes that developmental age often differs from chronological age across various skills. A 10-year-old might read at a 12th grade level, but struggle with emotional regulation typical of a 7-year-old. Parents must adjust expectations based on their child's actual developmental capacities rather than age-based milestones. This understanding is particularly crucial for children with developmental differences or disabilities. A child with ADHD isn't being deliberately disorganized. Their executive functioning skills are developing differently. A child with sensory processing challenges isn't being difficult about clothing. They're experiencing genuine discomfort. By recognizing these developmental variations, parents can set appropriate expectations that challenge without overwhelming their children. Both mothers and fathers experience their own developmental changes during parenthood. Research shows fathers undergo hormonal changes, lower testosterone, higher oxytocin, preparing them for bonding with newborns, while mothers experience neurological changes, enhancing sensitivity to infant cues. These biological adaptations support the parenting process, regardless of gender, with parental warmth and responsiveness creating well-adjusted children. The final step, problem solving, emerges naturally after mastering the previous four steps. By this point, the original misbehavior is recognized as merely a symptom of deeper issues. The foundation for effective problem solving is a strong parent-child relationship where repair is always possible after conflicts. This repair process becomes increasingly important as children grow, teaching them that relationships can withstand disagreements and emerge stronger. Though the steps appear linear, parents often move between them fluidly, adapting their approach based on the situation and their child's responses. If problem solving devolves into blame or power struggles, it signals the need to return to earlier steps, like stepping back or understanding minds. For instance, a heated argument about screen time might require pausing to reconnect emotionally before addressing the underlying concerns. Effective problem solving requires mutual understanding of perspectives, consideration of developmental capabilities, and persistence through communication challenges. This collaborative approach differs fundamentally from punishment-based parenting. Rather than enforcing rules through consequences, parents help children understand emotions, develop logical thinking, navigate developmental challenges, and learn discussion skills. The process aims to find shared meanings through dialogue that corrects misinterpretations. When successful, both parent and child develop valuable coping skills and optimism for future interactions. For example, a child struggling with homework completion might reveal anxiety about academic performance, leading to conversations about study strategies and emotional support rather than punitive measures. Consider how this might work with a teenager who repeatedly misses curfew. Traditional approaches might escalate punishments with each violation, creating a cycle of rebellion and resentment. The parental intelligence approach would explore potential meanings. Is your teen testing boundaries, struggling with peer pressure, losing track of time, having transportation issues? Each possibility suggests different solutions, developed collaboratively rather than imposed unilaterally. A transportation issue might lead to discussing backup plans or ride-sharing options, while peer pressure concerns could prompt conversations about assertiveness and safety. This relationship-based approach creates lasting change because it addresses root causes rather than symptoms. Children learn not just what behavior is expected, but why it matters and how to regulate themselves, skills that serve them long after they leave your home. The process builds emotional intelligence, problem-solving abilities, and communication skills that transfer to other relationships and life challenges. For instance, a child who learns to navigate conflicts at home through discussion and mutual understanding is better equipped to handle workplace disagreements or relationship issues in adulthood. Success in this approach often requires patience and consistency, as meaningful change takes time to develop. Parents might need to revisit similar issues multiple times as children grow and face new developmental challenges. However, each interaction builds upon previous learning, strengthening the parent-child bond and creating a foundation of trust and understanding that supports healthy development throughout childhood and adolescence. The power of parental intelligence becomes clear through real-life applications. Consider 19-year-old Claudia, overwhelmed by her constantly fussy newborn Lara. Initially responding with immediate feeding or pacifiers without making eye contact, Claudia learned through parental intelligence to pause and observe her baby's cues. She discovered Lara responded to her voice and gentle holding, not just feeding. Through self-reflection, Claudia realized her own anxiety made her body tense, which Lara sensed and responded to with distress, a pattern mirroring Claudia's relationship with her own mother, who had panic attacks. This intergenerational pattern of anxiety became clear as Claudia worked with a parenting coach, who helped her recognize how her mother's anxiety had shaped her own parenting instincts. As Claudia began understanding Lara's developmental needs and communicative cues, their relationship transformed. She learned that sometimes simply holding Lara close or speaking gently soothed her better than feeding. She developed a repertoire of responses, singing soft lullabies, gentle rocking, skin-to-skin contact, and creating a calm environment by dimming lights and reducing noise. By 4 months, Claudia could distinguish between Lara's different cries: hunger, tiredness, overstimulation, or need for connection. This newfound awareness allowed her to respond appropriately, creating a secure attachment that benefited them both. In another case, Carl and Deirdre Wolf struggled with their 4-year-old son Lee, diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Lee's repetitive behaviors, poor eye contact, and one-sided conversations about trains confused and frustrated his parents. Through parental intelligence, they discovered Lee experienced the world differently, overwhelmed by sensory input he couldn't filter, and finding comfort in predictable patterns. Rather than forcing eye contact or interrupting his repetitive play, they created structured routines that helped him function while gradually expanding his social abilities. They learned to recognize subtle signs of sensory overload before meltdowns occurred and developed preventative strategies. The Wolves developed creative solutions leveraging Lee's strengths, organizing his dresser with picture labels for predictable morning routines, turning daily instructions into memorable rhymes and songs, and creating turn-taking games using his special interest in trains to teach social skills. They established a quiet corner in their home where Lee could retreat when overwhelmed, equipped with sensory tools like weighted blankets and noise-canceling headphones. Though Lee initially followed these rules mechanically, they helped him enter the social world and connect with his family in meaningful ways. The parents recognized that while progress required consistent repetition, Lee was developing foundational skills for a less restricted life. They celebrated small victories, like Lee's first spontaneous sharing of a toy with his sister or his ability to participate in family dinner conversations for longer periods. Through both cases, we see how parental intelligence helps parents move beyond surface behaviors to understand their children's unique needs and experiences, leading to more effective and compassionate parenting strategies. Parental intelligence can transform even deeply entrenched family patterns, offering a pathway to heal generational wounds and create stronger parent-child bonds. Ward, an authoritarian father, routinely punished his 17-year-old daughter Eva for missing curfew, even when she called to explain legitimate delays like study groups running late or traffic issues. His rigid approach, grounding her for weeks at a time and removing privileges, left Eva feeling that honesty brought punishment rather than understanding. When Ward began applying parental intelligence principles, he discovered he was unconsciously repeating his own father's harsh disciplinary style, despite having sworn as a young man never to parent that way. Through guided self-reflection, Ward recognized how his childhood experiences profoundly shaped his parenting responses. His own father's military background had created an environment where rules were absolute and explanations were seen as excuses. By understanding Eva's developmental needs for independence before college, he began to see her socializing, time management attempts, and forthright communication as positive steps toward maturity rather than acts of defiance. This insight led to a breakthrough conversation where Ward vulnerably shared his own childhood experiences and acknowledged Eva's growing maturity. Together, they proposed a compromise. Eva would share her location via smartphone app and send quick updates about schedule changes, while Ward would extend her curfew on weekends and trust her judgment more. This exchange transformed their relationship, creating genuine connection and mutual respect where only power struggles had existed before. Similarly, Ceci discovered her 15-year-old daughter Leslie's increasingly messy room. Clothes piled on chairs, unmade bed, homework scattered across the floor signaled depression rather than teenage rebellion. Through parental intelligence, Ceci recognized that Leslie's withdrawal stemmed from her father's emotional abandonment following the divorce, combined with typical teenage heartbreak from her first breakup. When Ceci approached with understanding rather than criticism, sitting quietly on Leslie's bed and simply being present, Leslie finally opened up about her deep pain, how her father's broken promises devastated her, and how she feared burdening her already stressed mother with her problems. Their honest conversation revealed that Leslie had quit dancing, her greatest passion since age 5, after her father failed to attend her lead performance in the winter showcase despite repeatedly promising to be there. The messy room reflected her inner turmoil and loss of motivation. Ceci's compassionate response, listening without judgment, validating Leslie's feelings, and sharing her own struggles with disappointment, created emotional safety for Leslie to share her feelings fully. This understanding led to concrete actions, joint mother-daughter counseling sessions, reconnecting Leslie with her dance studio for private lessons to rebuild confidence, and establishing healthy boundaries with her father. By understanding the meaning behind the messy room, Ceci addressed the real issue, Leslie's emotional pain and need for secure attachment, rather than the superficial symptom of disorder. The impact of parental intelligence extends beyond individual families to potentially reshape society. Children raised with this approach learn that problems are opportunities for understanding, and that people's behaviors have complex meanings rather than simple labels of good or bad. They develop the capacity to hold multiple perspectives simultaneously while maintaining their own values, a skill increasingly crucial in our polarized world. For example, a child who learns to understand why their sibling acts out during stress develops the foundation for understanding complex human behavior in broader contexts. As my millennial son Rich observed, this approach counteracts our era's political dogmatism, where certitude is more important than nuance. When children experience the power of open dialogue and collaborative problem-solving at home, they develop resistance to black-and-white thinking. Children who successfully navigate emotionally charged family conflicts through reflection and reasoning might apply these skills to increasingly broader contexts, from school disputes to community issues, potentially revolutionizing how we address societal challenges. The ripple effects of parental intelligence become evident in everyday scenarios. A teenager who learned to analyze the underlying causes of their anger at home might become a peer mediator at school. A child who experienced collaborative problem-solving with parents might naturally gravitate toward consensus-building in group projects. These practical applications demonstrate how early experiences shape future leadership and citizenship. Imagine future generations who approach complex social issues without oversimplifying people into categories of right-wrong or us-them. They would maintain diverse perspectives, but share the capacity to reason, question, and consider multiple viewpoints. The social understanding developed within families could expand to reshape community and even international relations. We already see examples in schools where children trained in emotional intelligence and conflict resolution show marked improvements in handling cultural differences and reducing bullying incidents. The five steps of parental intelligence, stepping back, self-reflecting, understanding minds, recognizing development, and collaborative problem-solving create a template not just for effective parenting, but for meaningful human connection. Each step builds crucial social skills. Stepping back develops patience and observation. Self-reflection builds emotional awareness. Understanding minds increases empathy. Recognizing development promotes contextual thinking. And collaborative problem-solving teaches negotiation and compromise. This isn't just idealistic thinking. The neurological patterns formed in childhood create templates for future relationships. Research shows that children whose behaviors were understood rather than merely managed develop stronger neural pathways in areas associated with empathy and executive function. As these children become adults, parents, leaders, and citizens, they bring these capacities to every relationship and institution they touch, gradually reshaping our collective approach to human connection. The long-term implications are profound. Communities led by individuals raised with parental intelligence principles show increased civic engagement, better conflict resolution, and more innovative problem-solving approaches. Schools adopting similar principles report improved academic performance and decreased behavioral issues. Parental intelligence offers not just a better way to parent, but a better way to be human together, a legacy worth creating for generations to come.